Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. Defense attorneys had tough questions today for Donald Trump's former fixer as he testified again in the former president's hush money trial.
More than anything, what Blanche was trying to do over and over and over again is to say that Michael Cohen is somebody who has an agenda here, an agenda that is not simply to tell the truth.
ABC's Jonathan Carl. The driver of a pickup truck that crashed into a bus carrying farm workers on a Florida highway is under arrest. The bus flipped, leaving 8 dead and dozens injured. Investigators say the cargo ship Dolly had a blackout about 10 hours before it left the port of Baltimore and again just before it slammed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge. There are primaries in Nebraska, Maryland, and West Virginia. Severe storms are possible over the next few days. It's from an unsettled weather pattern over the Rockies to the East Coast. This is ABC News.
A man accused of federal hate crimes in Los Angeles last year has agreed to a plea deal.
29-year-old Jamie Tran has a history of anti-Semitic beliefs and had allegedly made violent threats against the Jewish population, according to federal prosecutors. They say he got a gun last year from somebody else because he was barred from getting one due to his history of mental health problems, and that he used that gun to shoot two men leaving synagogues over a two-day period. He created great fear in LA's Jewish population. Now agreeing to plead guilty, he could get 40 years in prison. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
A not guilty plea today from the former interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani. Ippei Mitsuhara's attorney says today's plea was just procedural. They say there's a plea deal and Mitsuhara will plead guilty to bank and tax fraud. Prosecutors say Mitsuhara stole $17 million from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts and to place bets. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Fewer people are signing up to serve in the military in Wisconsin. The Wisconsin Army National Guard is operating at 90% strength, which is considered low. Data shows a sharp drop in new recruits in the last 20 years. Only about half as many people signed up to serve last year compared to 2004. People in Wisconsin are learning about large-scale renewable energy projects thanks to a $1 million grant to the University of Wisconsin-Madison Extension. The UW's Sherry Gruder says one goal is helping landowners negotiate with developers.
Not all farmers are going to spend $300 to $500 an hour to talk with an attorney, but we could help educate them on that type of thing.
Gruder says they'll also use listening sessions to bust myths about renewable energy. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
UW Green Bay hires a new basketball coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. A day after Sundance Wicks announced he was going back to Wyoming to become the head coach there, UW Green Bay has hired Doug Gottlieb as their new men's basketball coach. Gottlieb played some college ball at Notre Dame and Oklahoma State, has done some coaching, but as a network radio sports talk show host the past 20 years, his father Bob was a former head basketball coach at UWM. NFL, the Packers' regular season schedule will be released tomorrow, officially on the NFL Network at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Baseball, the Brewers and Pirates in Game 2 tonight. Pittsburgh came out on top last night with an 8-6 win, led by Brian Reynolds, who had a career 5 hits in a game, including a home run to finish off the night. Pirates manager Derek Shelton.
I mean, I thought we swung the bats really well. They played really good defense. I mean, Adamas made 2 or 3 great plays. Terang made a great play, but overall, we continued to go.
That's the Pirates manager Derek Shelton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The following is a special sports presentation of 98Q Country, WCQM, Park Falls, Wisconsin.
3, 2, 1,
get up! Get out of here! Go!
running track, and he looks up. It is gone.
Turns around, watches it. It is gone.
It's time for baseball on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Warning track. Get it.